This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. Austin-based filmmaker Jeffrey Radici's first feature film hits theaters today. It's called No-No, a documentary, and it's about a baseball player that you may or may not have heard of, Doc Ellis. Jeffrey joins me now to talk about the film. Thanks for being here, Jeffrey.
And thank you for having me, Laura.
If someone has heard of Doc Ellis, this is probably the story that they have heard. He pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, a no-hitter. But the entire time he is completely high on LSD. And of course, that story broke later and really sort of brought to light the amount of drug use that was in baseball. Why did you decide to dig into that story a little bit more?
Well, the no-hitter is kind of most people's entry point into the Doc Ellis story. And it was certainly mine. But what made me want to tell bigger story and to make a documentary film about him was his biography written by Donald Hall, who was a poet, had taught at the University of Michigan for many years, and met Doc probably in the early 1970s, and they became friends and wrote his biography. It came out in 1976 called Doc Ellis and the Country of Baseball. And just painted this really fascinating portrait of a man. And Doc also had a number of interesting anecdotes, wearing curlers on the field, hitting the first three batters that he faced in a baseball game, was really outspoken about racial issues, said in 1971, going into the All-Star game, that they wouldn't have pitch a brother against a brother, you know. So there were these vignettes that I could picture that you could tell a story that was bigger than Doc, but also, you know, tell his life story at the same time.
Using this one figure, like you said, to kind of get at angles, both, you know, the war on drugs and what was going on racially, what was going on in the sports world, you found that he was a character that sort of connected all of that together.
Yeah. And, you know, 1970s baseball was interesting, especially during Doc's time, because this was about when African-American culture was really reaching prominence, both, you know, in the film world, in style, in music, and Doc would wear the longest, loudest collars on his jackets and shirts, and he was just flamboyant. He called himself the Muhammad Ali of baseball, and so I thought, you know, you could get at that aspect of you know, 1970 athletes, African-American athletes especially.
In his own way, he was making a difference as far as the racial tensions, I guess, in baseball. And there's a really poignant part of the movie where he's reading a letter he got from Jackie Robinson, who, of course, we clearly credit with making athletic history as far as race goes.
Yeah, Doc, in 1971, he was having an excellent season going into the All-Star game. Vida Blue, playing for the Oakland A's in the American League, was having a phenomenal season and was a shoe-in as the starter for the American League side, starting pitcher. And Doc, you know, he was one of probably a handful of potential starters, and to kind of antagonize a little bit of reverse psychology, said to somebody in the media, they won't start a brother against a brother in the All-Star game. And this just broke open, and the press really latched onto it, mainly the print media back then. And it worked to his favor because he ended up starting in the All-Star game. But I guess in the process of generating all this press activity, Jackie Robinson heard about it and wrote Doc a letter. You know, it was just a personal letter. And he basically said, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing. I wish more athletes would do this. And, you know, you need to understand that you're not going to get the recognition that you deserve for what you're doing. And a lot of the other athletes are not going to have your back, but don't stop doing what you're doing.
So is that the takeaway that you want people to have, that, you know, that there can be change, that you can make a difference? Or is it just that you want them to know about Doc Ellis, or, you know, what's the leave the theater you know, light bulb of inspiration you'd like people to have?
For the people that go in having heard of Doc Ellis and the LSD story, I want them to understand that there was a this much more complex, interesting, intelligent individual that made a difference in a number of realms. And to separate him from, you know, what I refer to as the sideshow of the LSD no-hitter, and round out the full portrait of an individual. But also, you know, I think everyone is flawed, and we all have obstacles, internal conflicts and external conflicts that we need to overcome. And that, you know, Doc is an example of somebody who was able to overcome some of his own internal demons and really become a much more productive person.
Thank you so much for being here, Jeffrey.
And thank you for having me, Laura.
Austin-based filmmaker Jeffrey Radice's first feature film, No No, a Documentary, is in theaters now. There's more news online at KUT.org. I'm Laura Rice.